Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And this past week, we kicked off a brand new series called The Good Life, where we've been going to look at the life of the man Job. And so I don't know if you've ever been in a sermon series around Job. I know I haven't heard one and honestly haven't preached on Job, talked about Job. But so I'm just really looking forward to walking through this because this book really raises a lot of significant questions that we can experience in life. That it really kind of helps us lean into this tension of how do we stay faithful in the midst of hardship? What do we do when we feel like God is silent or when we feel like God is hidden or God isn't there? And yet, even when we're not quite sure of where the Lord is or what the Lord is doing, one of the things that we'll learn throughout this series is that we can trust in the character of God. And so we really kind of kicked it off by talking about like, what if this good life demands difficult moments? Because I don't know about you, but we all want a good life. we want to live what is quote unquote called the good life. And for many of us, that might look a lot of different ways. But what if this good life that we're searching for, that we're wanting to live, the good life as followers of Jesus, what if that good life demands that you and I have to walk through and experience difficult moments? Now, what we see in Job's life is it starts off that he is a good man, that he is blameless. He fears the Lord. This idea that Job is living an upright life, that he's leading with integrity, that he turns away from evil, that he, rather than walking towards it, he moves away from it. And not only that, is he a good man in terms of how he loves the Lord, but he loves his family, his children. We see even at the hint of perhaps that they had sinned as he's going and offering up sacrifices on their behalf because he cares about their relationship with God. And he's an incredible leader. He's very successful by worldly standards. I believe we're even told that. I mean, he is likely the richest man on earth at this time. Like he is just so influential, so successful in what he does. And so if you were to look at Job from the outside, you would say that man is living the good life. He has what we all want. He wants a close relationship with God. He wants to have a successful vocation and he wants to be leading his family closer to the Lord. But one of the things that we're going to begin to see is that even when life isn't good, God still is. God still is good. That even when life doesn't appear to be good, when life starts to change, which is what happens, right? That everything's good in Job's life. But then we saw that there's kind of this good debate that happens between Satan and God. You see, Satan comes up and he doubts Job's motivation. You know, he is saying the reason why Job loves you and fears you and worships you, God, is because you bless him, because he's rich and successful and he's got his family, he's got his kids. He has everything materially around the world that you would want in the world. And that's, of course, why he does that. And the Lord knows Job's motivation. He says, you can test my servant. You can test him. You can have your way with him. And you'll see the motivation that Job really has isn't from what he gets from God. It's because he gets God, because he loves God. And so why we believe is just as important as what we believe. The motivation, the reason why we believe and trust in God matters more than what we believe about God. And so we see this incredible kind of coach's box view of what's going on. We kind of take a perspective of that rather than being on the field, we get this experience up in heaven where God essentially allows Satan to have his way with Job. And then we begin to see a good grief out of Job. Not quite a good grief like from Charlie Brown, but we start to see in Job that when his life begins to fall apart, his faith doesn't. And then we see the one travesty after another. We see losing his oxen, his donkeys. We see him getting attacked from all around him, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. We see fire falling from heaven, burning up servants, consuming them. We see that there is a raid on his camels and servants again are struck down by the edge of the sword. And then we hear the travesty that no parent wants to hear. Is the loss of their children. Your sons and daughters are eating and drinking in their oldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came and struck them down. And then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, fell on the ground, and what did he do? He cursed God. No, he didn't. He worshiped. He worshiped God. You see, one of the things that we begin to see here is that Job did not want to sin against the Lord. You see, when life isn't good, we don't have to pretend it is. And I think that's important for us to see in Job. He loved God. He was a good man. And yet, pain and grief and brokenness came at his doorstep. And rather than cursing God, rather than blaming God, he worshiped God. He saw that the Lord can give, the Lord can take away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. And I think one of the things that we begin to see in Job's life is that we don't have to pretend that life is roses and sunshine and rainbows and sprinkles and all the good things. But sometimes even the good life means that we have to experience grief and loss and pain. And yet in the midst of that, God stays true to who he is. Job's love, God's love and compassion and care towards Job has not gone anywhere, even though he's allowing him to walk through some things. And so the good life isn't about avoiding pain, but it's about how we respond to it. See, Job's worship and refusal to curse God is the ultimate expression of his belief that God is still good, despite his profound suffering. And so I'm just going to pray for you and pray for me that whether you're in the midst of suffering and hardship, whether you're coming out of it, or whether it is coming at us, that we, like Job, can have this truth that we can cling to, is that even when life isn't good, we believe that God still is. And so, Lord, I pray for us right now. God, I pray that no matter what we're going through right now, whether life is good, and God, we can celebrate and rejoice in that, but let not our circumstances determine how we view our Savior. That God, you are still good regardless of whether life around us isn't. That God, even when our life seems to fall apart, our faith doesn't have to. That even when we're grieving and hurting and in pain, God, that doesn't mean that you are not near and that you are forsaking us, you are judging us, that you are punishing us. But God, rather, we are walking through suffering because we live in a broken, fallen world. And there is sin and pain and hurt. And God, we cling to this hope that one day Jesus is coming to wipe away all tears. That if anyone knows what it looks like to suffer innocently, it is our Savior. And yet he gives us hope that we could cling to. And so, God, we want to live this good life, even if that means walking through difficult moments. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a few moments and why don't you pray as well?